Shalom to all. Today's Avos Yerushalmi Tanis Tav Chav Tes. We are starting about the 13th line with the words Amar Biyechanan. And today's Avos sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Mem Sar Bas Biyakom Moshe Hernish Shama Shada Haven Aliyah. And we discuss the Chumra Bias. Amar Biyechanan tells us Migvas Vaad Antiparis from this city till that city. This is located somewhere in Eretz Yisrael. Shishim Riba Yars Hayu. It was 600,000 cities. Now, even though it's a guzma, it just means there was a lot of cities over there. And Ektana Shabahen He Hayis Beis Shemesh. The smallest one was Beis Shemesh. And you want to know how many people were in Beis Shemesh? Tichsev Bat says about it. Vayach Ba Anche Beis Shemesh Kiro Ba Arin Hashem Gaimer. This whole story when the Arn was on its way back after being captured. Some people of Beit Shemesh didn't treat it properly. So more than 50,000 people were struck down or were killed over there. And further highlighting this, Ve'ilu Meiruach Achas Hayu. This was only in one section of the city. There was more than 50,000 people that died. As that means that obviously in other parts of the city, there were way more people. And again, that's the smallest of these 600,000 cities that we just mentioned. So it means that there was an incredible amount of people in Eretz Yisrael at the time of the Churban. Haras the Gemara, this can't be. In Atm Vatzei Lakane Loi Nesaya. Even if you want to try to put down 50,000 reeds, R-E-E-D-S, like sticks of sort, meaning if you want to put down even a whole bunch of sticks in this entire area from Gvas and Antiparis, you wouldn't be able to. So how could you say that there was that many people? And our Chanina answers, Kaftzal Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael expanded. In other words, when there's Yidden living in Eretz Yisrael, so it miraculously expands to make enough room for them. However, once the Yidden are not there anymore, either because of Gullus or for whatever other reason, like in this situation where we see that many people were killed, so when you measure the land, you see it's actually very small, and it seems impossible that many Yidden fit there in the first place. But really, it is possible, because as long as there's Yidden there, it miraculously fits everyone. We now discuss something after the Churban. Arab Zaira, he says, come and see how big of a machutzef, so to speak, Eretz Yisrael is, that it produces fruit. Now, why should it not produce fruit? Well, that's because the Techacha tells us that when Yidden don't behave, they do averus and they get punished. So gufres and melach, which is sulfur and salt, that's going to burn the entire land. It's not going to be able to be planted and nothing is going to grow from it. And after the Churban, that's what the land of Eretz Yisrael should have been like. But Reb Zeir is saying it seems like it's mechutzif because it is producing fruit. So the question is, B'nei Ma'aseh Peres, why does it produce? And the answer is, one of them says, that's because they fertilize it. In other words, when the Pasuk says that nothing's going to grow, that means nothing's going to grow without it being fertilized. But with fertilizer, stuff's going to grow. The other one says, that's because they turned over the dirt. You're right, the top layer of soil got burned with sulfur and salts, so you can't use that for planting. But if you turn it over with a spade or a shovel or whatever it is, so then you could plant. And over the Hava, there's actually a story. There's a fellow who planted something in the valley of Arbel, and Vikavash Yadeh, he put his hand into the ground, Vinafek Afer Yakida, and he pulled out burnt earth, Vaikid Zara, and it burned that which he planted. So we clearly see that the ground was turned over. So he planted something in good fresh soil, but then he put his hand deeper in and pulled out the burnt sulfur salty soil, and that ended up ruining his plants. We continue discussing after the Churban. Tony Rabbi Yisrael Emery teaches, for 52 years after the Churban, a bird was not seen flying in all of Eretz Yisrael. And Matam, what's the source for that? So the Pasuk says, from the birds of the heaven until the animals, they walked and they went on, meaning after the Churban, they left. He tells us, 40 years before the Yidden were sent to Galus Bavel, the people of Bavel, meaning the non-Jews that lived there, they planted date trees. And why is that? Meaning, why did Hashem put this idea in their mind to plant date trees? That's what the Yidden, once they got sent down there for Galus, would have something sweet available to them, because that prepares the tongue for Torah. Sweet things make a more geschmack to learn Torah. It helps a person learn Torah. So Hashem wanted those date trees to already be there, so when the Yidden got sent to Galus, it'd be easier for them to learn. And Or Chanin Reader Voi tells us, 700 different types of kosher fish, and 800 types of kosher grasshoppers, ulaif ein mispar, and countless numbers of birds, kulam galu and yisrael bavel, all of them were went into galus with the Yidden down to Bavel, and Hashem made that happen in order to provide the Yidden with food, with kosher food that is, in Bavel. And uchshechazru, when the Yidden came back to Yisrael, kulam chazriman, all of them came back with them, chutz min adag hanukr shibuta, except for this type of fish which is called shibuta. Ask the Gemara, hold on, v'dagim hechgalu, how did the fish go into galus? Fish that live in rivers or lakes in Eretz Yisrael, which do not feed into the ocean and they don't go anywhere, they don't go outside of Eretz Yisrael. So how did they go to Galus? How exactly did they find their way to Bavel? And the answer is, Rav Chanan bar Yosef Amri tells us, they went by the way of the depths. We know that all the land mass of earth, there's water going underneath it, and so the fish found their way through all those different cracks and crevices and tunnels and whatnot that's under the ground, and that's how they went to Galus. And Rav Yechin tells us, Ashrei Mishu Raim Palasa Shel Tadmor, praiseworthy is one who sees the downfall of Tadmor, which is a certain area near Eretz Yisrael. Why is it so great to see their downfall? Shehi Haisa Shutefes, Bechorban Abayas Rishon, Bechorban Abayas Sheni. That's because they were part. They joined in the destruction of the first and second Batei Mikdash. Bechorban Rishon, Hamida Shmoinim Alf Kishatim. By first Batei Mikdash, they supplied 70,000 Kishatim, which is people that are Mikushat, that literally means adorned. In other words, 80 mercenaries, 80 soldiers with weapons. They helped out the enemy. And Bechorban Sheni, in the second Chorban, Hamida Shmoinim Salafim Kishatim, they sent 8,000 soldiers. Lastly, Mishnah said, Venechshur Ir, that the city was plowed over on Tisha B'Av. What's this referring to? So Charesh Rufus Shchikatzamois as a Heichal. Rufus, which is referring to Turnus Rufus, he plowed up the Heichal. Now we have these words Shchikatzamois over here, which literally means may his bones be ground up. That's like another way of saying Yimach Shemai. So that's what the Yerushalmi is saying over here. Rufus Shchikatzamois, Rufus, he plowed up the Heichal. And that's what it's referring to. And at Halach Avav, the Mishnah tells us Mishenichas Av. Once Av comes in, meaning from the beginning of Av, Mimatan Besimcha, we decrease Simcha, we don't build, we don't plant, we don't do anything that's going to increase our Simcha, we actually decrease it. Continuing, the week that Tisha B'Av falls out on. Now pay attention, it does not say the 9 days like we classically have the 9 days. What the Mishnah is referring to over here is Shavua Shechalbai, the week that Tisha B'Av itself falls out on. So that week, Asurin Mosar B'Mochabes, one is not take a haircut or under the clothing, Ubechamishi. However, on Thursday, Mutarin, it is Motar B'nei Kvod Shabbos because of Shabbos. In other words, when Tisha B'Av is going to be on Friday, which was a possibility back then when they were Mekash L'Chadish Al Pi Re'iyah, so you wouldn't be able to do any of this on Friday because it itself is Tisha B'Av, so it was permitted on Thursday. Now, Erev Tisha B'Av, Lo Yechol Adam Shnei Tavshilin, Erev Tisha B'Av, Basud HaMafsekes, one should not eat two cooked dishes. Also, Lo Yechol Basud L'Ish T'Yayin, no eating meat or drinking wine. Or Shem Gamaliel, I mean, he tells us Yeshana, a person should change from his norm, and we're going to see in the Gemara what that means. And Rabbi Yehuda Mechavik Fiasamita, Rabbi Yehuda, he required everyone to turn their beds over, which is something they used to do back in the day as an expression of Avelus, of mourning, but Vlei Hayd L'Chamim L'Cham did not agree to him. On top, the Gemara describes the first part of the Mishnah where it says we're a matin besimcha. What does that mean? Our Rishu Malevi tells us hadadata or benyin shel simcha. That's referring to a building of simcha, which is like a base chasnus, a type of building that increases simcha. Avlam hayakusa gaya. But if a person's wall was leaning and was going to fall down, so soisra b'neu, he could dismantle it and rebuild it. That's not considered a benyin shel simcha. That's just preventing it from falling down. Now Rishmul he says that no, because of the gani bay, it's only a wall that a person sleeps in, which means it has to be a wall of his house. It can't just be a wall somewhere on his property. And Rav Babar Kain Amar Kum Rabbi Yosa, and Rav Acha says between Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, more about Simcha, Asur La'aris Isha Be'erev Shabbos, one is not allowed to officially get engaged. This is halachic engagement. He's not allowed to do that Erev Shabbos. As we further clarify, Adonat Amar Shloi Lassus Sudas Erisin. It's only regarding don't make a Suda of Erisin. That's what one is supposed to do when there's a real Erisin. You make a Sudas Erisin. So that's not allowed to be done Erev Shabbos because we're afraid it's going to go into Shabbos and it might be Michal Shabbos. Hala Aris Yaris. But if he wants to be Ma'aris the woman, so that he could do Erev Shabbos as long as without a Suda. Now Shmuel Amar, he tells us, I feel a bit Tisha B'Av Yaris. Even on Tisha B'Av, one's not to be married to a woman. Why is that? Shaloi Kadmenu Acher, so that someone else doesn't precede him and get engaged to her first. Ask the Gemara Machal, she tells it to Shmuel. We have a steering sheet to Shmuel. Tamanu Amar, over there he says, quoting a pasuk that tells us, Elkim Moshe V'chidim Baisa, B'mois Naim Lalois Heim Mehevel Yochad. And from these two psukim, we see that Hashem arranges Shidduchim and that he's the one that matches the man with the woman. And V'koyu Amar Hachin, over here he's saying this, the Shemi Kadmenu Acher, maybe somebody else is going to precede him to marry this woman, and that's why he's allowed to get engaged to her Erev Shabbos or even on Tisha B'Av. How does that make sense? I thought Hashem makes Shidduchim. And the answer is Ella Shalei Kamenu Acher B'Tfilah. That's why someone doesn't precede him with Tfilah. Namely, if a person davens hard enough, he can end up marrying a woman who perhaps is not his mate, she's not his Shidduch, but he's still able to accomplish that with Tfilah. And that's why a person's allowed to get engaged Erev Shabbos or on Tisha B'Av, so that somebody else doesn't beat him to it with Tfilah. However, says the Gemara, a little bit of a warning, Afilu Kain, even so, like Kaima, he's not going to end up lasting with her, because either he or she is going to die if it was done shaloi b'tzedek, not rightfully. Now we continue discussing what the Mishnah had said regarding the Isser of laundering clothing and getting a haircut on Shavua Shechalbai, the week that Tisha B'Av falls out on. So Amar B'Yayna, Rabbi Yayna says, Hadadad Amar, this is only telling us marvach u'malbush, that's to have gain and wear it, meaning laundering clothing and wearing them right away during Shavua Shechalbai, that's Asser. Baram, marvach u'matakna, however, in regards to laundering the clothing and just folding them up and putting them away for after Tisha B'Av, that's not a problem, because Kenan and Amrin, do we ever say Hadain Katsra, this launderer, Asr Le Mevin Vinte, he's not allowed to do his work during Shavua Shechalbai? We never said that. We never said that a person whose job is to launder clothing is not allowed to do that during the 9 days. And so it must be the only Isser of laundering during the 9 days is to wear it now. But if I'm going to be wearing it after Tisha B'Av, that's perfectly fine. Says the Gemara, Masnisa, Pligar Rabbi Yayna. Our Mishnah seems to be not like Rabbi Yayna, because what does the Mishnah say? Shavu Shechal Tisha B'Av Liyas B'Saycha, the week that Tisha B'Av falls out on, Asr Mosar B'Machabes, one is not allowed to take a haircut or launder clothing. However, M'chamishi, M'tar M'nei Kvarash, Shabbos. On Thursday, it's mutter because of Shabbos. Now, what Rabbi Yehuda is saying was really true, that you're allowed to lechatchila, launder clothing during Shavuos HaChalboy, if it's going to be for after Tisha B'Av, then the Mishnah doesn't even need to say that on Thursday you're allowed to do this because of Kavod Shabbos. As we explained in the Mishnah, this is referring to a case where Tisha B'Av is on Friday, so it means that Shabbos is already considered after Tisha B'Av, as it means he's doing this on Thursday for after Tisha B'Av. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, that shouldn't be a problem at all. Why would the Mishnah have to say it? It must be that it is a problem, and that lechatchila, you're not allowed to launder clothing during Shavuos HaChalboy, even though it's for after Tisha B'Av. However, Rabbi Yehuda answers B'Shem Rav Nuna, Letispira Sushava, this is actually referring to a haircut. In other words, the emphasis of the Mishnah is that you're allowed to get a haircut on Thursday when Tisha B'Av is on Friday, which means you're not going to have time to take a haircut before Shabbos. And the chiddush over here is that even though the enjoyment of a haircut is immediate, because the moment you get a haircut, you're automatically enjoying it. It's not like you get a haircut now and only start enjoying it in 2 days from now. You start having a benefit from it the moment you get the haircut. So that's what the Mishnah is telling us, that that's permitted even during Shavuos HaChalboy itself. As opposed to laundering, you don't have a benefit from the clean laundry when you do it now, if you're going to be saving it for a couple of days from now. And so actually, Mishnah is not a question on Rabbi Yaina. We continue discussing Rabbi Bar Kain Amar Kum Rabbi Yaisa, and Rav Acha says B'Shem Ravo, that Tisha B'Av Shchalei is B'Shabbos. When Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, Shtei Shabbos is Mutar Reis, the 2 weeks are Mutar. The week before Tisha B'Av is Mutar to do whatever you want. You could launder and take a haircut, no problem, because it's not Shavuos HaChalboy. Tisha B'Av is on Shabbos, but it gets pushed off till Sunday, so that means that the whole week beforehand is not the week that Tisha B'Av falls out on. And then the next week, the week that Tisha B'Av is on Sunday, it gets pushed off till Sunday, it's Nidche, but it's still on Sunday, so after Tisha B'Av it's fine, and the rest of the week there's no stringencies either. So it turns out the week before and the week afterwards are perfectly fine. However, the Gemara continues discussing this, and this is by asking the question, La'achrav Mahu, what about after Tisha B'Av? Let's say in this situation, Tisha B'Av was on Sunday or was pushed off till Sunday. Are the days after Tisha B'Av also treated with the stringencies of Shavuos HaChalboy or not? So Rabbi Yochanan, he says La'achrav Asar, afterwards is actually Asar. Rabbi Shimon Lakshama, he says La'achrav Mutar, afterwards it's Mutar. Now, Dasha Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Letzipayrai, Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Darshin for the people of Tzipayri, like Rish Lakesh, that after Tisha B'Av it's Mutar, you don't have to be Chayshish, there's no Chumra, V'loy Kiblin Alein, but they didn't accept it upon themselves, they were Machmir. And Arav Imi, the Rabbi Yossi, he says, Ve'in Ben Achash, Rabbi Chiya Gadol Chalak Alav, isn't the son of the brother of Chiya Gadol, which is referring to Rav, doesn't he argue with this and hold that it's Asar? So Rabbi told him, Feirish Pligin, we have Machlekes, Befeirish, Rabbi Chan says, La'achrav Asar, after Tisha B'Av is still Asar, was Rabbi Shimon Lakishamar, he says La'achrav Mutar, after it's Mutar, and the question just says, Ma'avalar Rabbi Shimon Lakish, was Rabbi Lakish do with this? And so Pasul explains, B'Tisha B'Av Shechali is B'Shabbos, that this is talking about when Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos and it gets Nidcha till afterwards, so that makes sense to say that it's Asar to take a haircut and do laundry that whole next week. Because if we don't say that, then in that particular situation where Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, that means there's not going to be any Avelos, so there's not going to be any mourning for Tisha B'Av, not the week before or after. That's why we're Machmir with the week afterwards. But less Shmamina Klum, we don't learn anything from here in regards to other cases. We're going to stop for the day. I pick up Mark continue to discuss this, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.